one day. A blessed and wonderful Sunday morning to all of you listening to this Because He Lives radio program. I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He is a good God, and this is the day that the Lord have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank God for His loving kindness and His tender mercies towards us, towards His children. My name is Minister Sonia Bino, and I'm a member of the Black Rock Church of the Nazarene. I will be your chairman for this program this morning. Kindly join me as we open this program with a word of prayer. Father, this morning we honor and glorify you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, we are glad this morning that we can call you Abba Father. We are glad this morning that you have given us your breath. You have given us life, Lord, that we can rise again, give you glory and praise and honor and all the glory that is due to your holy name. We say this morning to you, God, arise, arise in our lives. Oh God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. For we know, oh Lord, that you love us, and you love us with an everlasting love, that your love is steadfast, that you are a good God, and your mercies endures forever. Father, we know, Lord, that is you that give us our peace and your joy, Lord, when we are going through our situations. And Lord, as this broadcast, Lord, goes throughout this nation this morning, I pray, God, that those who don't know you, oh Lord, those who don't acknowledge you as Lord and Savior will be challenged to know that there is coming a day when we have to give account to you for our lives, and that day is fast approaching. When we look at the situations in the world, when we hear the word of God and we understand, Lord God, that things are happening and things are being put in place for your second coming, I pray, Father, that those within the hearing of the voice of this program, God, will make their calling and election sure, because we serve a God that is merciful. We serve a God that loves us. We serve a God that came down and manifested himself in the flesh as the presence of God in our lives. The Father, who has given us of his Holy Spirit to dwell in us, to lead us, to guide us, to comfort us, to assure us on this journey that we are going through. Father, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that your word as it goes forth will accomplish that which it is sent. Father, I pray, God, for Sister Maureen, and she shares with us this morning, God, that you, your Holy Spirit, will just take over, Lord, and you will give a timely word for those, Lord God, living and living without recognizing that their lives has a purpose and a meaning. So, Father, look on us this morning. Look on us, oh God, and have your way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. This morning, I just want to acknowledge our sponsors. We say thank you to Federal Motors, Spears, and the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District for sponsoring this program. We pray that the Lord will continue to bless your business as you take care of God's business. We have a few announcements to make. One, our quarterly service will be held next Sunday, October the 12th. It will be held at the Columna Rock Church of the Nazarene, commencing at 9:30 a.m. Please make a special effort to be there. We are asked to wear our zone colors, and members are expected to wear their centennial badges. If you don't have a badge, contact your pastor or the district office. And the second announcement is the Eversley Foundation. We'll be having a luncheon on Sunday, the 26th of October at Lloyd Erskine Sandyford Center. Tickets are available at the district office in Eagle Hall. This month of October is observed as Layman's Month in the Church of the Nazarene. And as a result, you'll be hearing from our laymen for this month. Today, I'm happy to introduce Sister Maureen Carrington. She is a loyal member of the Hillaby Church of the Nazarene and loves the Lord with all her heart. Her heart's desire is to see lives transformed to the kingdom of God. She has proven Jesus Christ in her own life as absolutely true and faithful. She seeks to tell everyone about him and his boundless love. She has ministered nationally and internationally and has no other ambition but to serve him in whatever way she can. So, Sister Maureen, God bless you and over to you.
Today we are so grateful to be able to share God's word with you. We pray today that even as we share, you would be blessed and encouraged. We look to Ezekiel chapter 37, a very familiar passage of scripture. I'm sure all of you who are in the hearing of my voice, you know about this scripture. It talks about dry bones. Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray today that as we share, some heart would be blessed, some eyes will be open to your goodness. Amen. God continues to amaze me with his awesome love and care for us human beings. And this brings to mind the scripture from Psalms 8, 4 and 5. The writer of that psalm expresses himself and said, God, when I think of your creation, all the works of your hands, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Who is this little me and you that God would choose to visit, to think about, to care about, to make a little lower than angels, heavenly beings, and crown us with glory and honor? The all-powerful creator cares for his most valuable creation, people. As we explore these dry bones today, we will see the amazing sovereignty of God. For context, on chapter 37, we must read the earlier chapters of Ezekiel. These chapters will clearly explain what God is doing in chapter 37. In Ezekiel chapter 33, Ezekiel is charged with the responsibility of serving as a new watchman for the kingdom of Judah. His responsibility includes warning the righteous not to fall into sin and warning the wicked to repent of their sins or face God's pending judgment. In chapter 36, Ezekiel prophesied that Israel will be restored as a nation and would return to its own land. Now to the children of Israel who were in exile in Babylon, this seemed impossible. Chapter 33:15 tells us they were in exile because of their disobedience, worshiping idols and doing detestable things. Things that God commanded them not to do. And even as we look at our nations today, we were once called the children who honored God, even in Barbados. We were known as a godly island. But when we look around today and we see all that is happening, sometimes we remember the children of Israel. We were given orders to obey, but we turn our eyes away from God. At one time, the word of God said, we have hewn out cisterns for ourselves that cannot even hold water. There are those of us who are responsible. We did not teach our children how to honor and respect God, how to be the people that God has called us to be. And now our children, some of them, have completely ignored all the rules and the regulations that has been set in place. And thus, some of us are reaping the benefits as parents of not teaching our children, of not sending them to Sunday school. And then we cry out. But this message in chapter 37 talks about restoration, emphasizing God's sovereignty and trustworthiness. His covenant that he made long before this generation would happen. He is a covenant keeper. He was careful to remind this people in chapter 36, 22, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am going to do these things, but for the sake of my holy name. And God has said to us as a people, whosoever will may come, that's a covenant he's made with us as well. He has opened his arms to all of us, not a few of us. He said, whosoever, it does not matter who you are. It does not matter what you have done. But he has made a covenant. If you surrender, if you come, he is faithful and just to forgive us. Here he remembers the covenant he made with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And he said, it is for my name's sake that I will do these things. I will restore. I will bring about change. So God now takes Ezekiel by the Spirit of the Lord in a vision and sets him in the middle of a valley of dry bones. The word declares that these bones were many and very dry. You can picture in your mind a valley full of bare bones. The prophet had to walk back and forth through these bones. The place and position that you are in as a child of God, it is decided by God. Ezekiel declares, he set me in the valley. The same hand of God that was upon me at the very beginning. The same spirit is that same spirit that is upon me in the valley of dry bones. For God's word declare, for the steps of a righteous man are directed by the Lord. We may not understand the valley right now. We may not understand the season we are in right now. But the Lord is with us, even in the valley, in the bones, in the mess, in the trouble, and in the situations that are tough. I want to say to you, even down there in the valley, I want to tell you there is good news for us. We are about to see the mess that we might think we are in today turn into a message. The very test that we might be going through in our valley season will turn into a testimony. If you are having heartaches, if you are going through sickness or disease, if you are on top of the mountain or in the valley, there is one who walks beside us, who stays closer than a brother. He is Jesus, the Son of the living God. So don't despise your valley. Don't despise your mess. Don't despise your trouble. Right now, you might be saying like David, I am trying to do my best. and I don't understand this text. But God said, a songwriter declares, you will understand it better by and by. So continue to hold on. Continue even in your valley experiences as children of God. Hold on, because you do not know what the value of the lesson that God is teaching you in that valley. David said at one time, in the valley, he restores my soul. So even though you might be walking through the valley, know that even there, your soul can be restored. Ezekiel continues in verse 3, he said, he asked me, son of man, can these bones live? I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know. He asks Ezekiel a hard question. Some of us would have answered readily, but the prophet was very careful in his response. He knew that God had all power. He not only speaks on the mountain, the Lord speaks in the lowest places, in the hardest places, in the driest places, in the valley, in the troubled places. He speaks when there is no life, no hope. He speaks when there are only remnants of what once was. But God was not done yet. Obedience yields blessing. God spoke to Ezekiel again. The bones responded to the word of the Lord. Bones came together, and sinew and flesh formed on them. And what excited me here, that the bones responded to the very word of God. And there are times in our lives when God speaks and we don't respond to his word. This says to us today that it is very important to respond when God speaks. Even though he responds and sinew and marrow and flesh and all that came into this, there was no life. When he gave Ezekiel the command to speak and call on the winds, the breath of God, these very bones came to life. The Lord does not leave us in the places of destruction. He does not leave us in places of desolation. But there is always a place of restoration and redemption. We serve a God who redeems even when we have brought the trouble on ourselves. And that is so true. When we did not listen, when we did not pay attention, when we went out and did our own stuff and got ourselves into trouble, I want to tell you, when we come to God like Israel and we cry out unto him, he comes in and he helps us. He restores us. He redeems us when we reach out to him. Today's world may feel increasingly chaotic, feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges. We learn today that nothing is beyond revival. We might be going through the valley season right now, but real transformation starts in the valley. Again, David said in Psalm 23, in the valley, he restores my soul. This teaches us to maintain hope, even when logic says otherwise. Transformation requires divine intervention and personal participation. When we think of the woman with a dead child, after Elisha had spoken to her and she had this baby, this child died. Logic says, call the undertaker. But I am glad that this woman maintained hope and she called for divine intervention. And because of her personal participation, this very child regained his life. This son lived again. And there are times we are ready to give up. We're ready to call the undertaker because our situation looks real dead. But I say to you today, don't give up. Intervention is important. Divine intervention, God's intervention. And you can see a transformation like none other. We must identify our dry bones and practice speaking life daily. We must also combine faith with action. Remember, Ezekiel saw life where others saw only death. Positive expectations increase success. After diligently searching these scriptures, new life and fight and hope for the people that I love captures me. I know that there are people out there that you know, that you have been praying for, that you have been agonizing over, your sons, your daughters, your grandchildren. They have been on your heart. When we think and we look around us and see the hand of God moving swiftly towards the end of time, we are still worried about those people that we love, those people that we care for. And we cry out daily, God, save our sons, save our daughters. God, look at our island. We see all that has been happening. We cry out as the children of God. God, save our island, save our people. We cannot afford to give up now. We can't give up because God has not given up on no one. When everything looks dead, this inspires me to have hope. If the enemy leads you to believe that the valley that you are now in is your home, or failure is your final word about who you are, he is a liar. I say today to you, whoever is listening to my voice, the valley of dry bones is not your real home. It's not where you end. You can fight because God has given you the tools. He said, I am willing to bring you out of your valley. I am willing to bring you out from this place. He wants you to just tell the devil you are a liar. Jesus Christ is capable of bringing me from my valley. I tell you today that it is time to pick up your sword, the word of the Lord, and fight back. God offers life to the dryness that you are encountering right now. God offers you hope in this situation. Whatever your situation is today, God offers you hope. There is hope for you. So I pray today that as you've heard the word of God, that you would allow God to come in to your situation. It doesn't matter how dead it looks. God is saying to you today, I am willing and ready. I have forgiven you. And once you would commit your way to me, I will bring you out from your graves. I will bring you out and I will give you restoration and hope. Today, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you because you are a God who cares for us as a people. It does not matter where we are right now. For Israel, my God, you were showing Ezekiel, oh God, that you were willing to bring them from their deadness, from their dryness. The word of God said the bones were dry. They were decaying. Today, if there's anyone who is hearing us today and you feel that you have a situation that is beyond restoration, God comes today and he brings hope. Oh my God, he brings hope to your situation. I tell you today, God is capable. He is able to bring you out and to set you in a large place. You do not know the things that God has in store for you when you would turn over your dryness and allow him to saturate you with his Holy presence, with his Holy Spirit, and do something great and wonderful. Amen.